Welcome back, people, to my terrifically interesting episode. I'm Christopher. This is November the 28th of 2018. It's 5:06 p.m. I wish everyone a glorious and everlasting day or evening. My discussion today is about being a critic, and characterization. Before I get started, take a breath and focus and concentrate on my discussion. Thank you. So let's all take a breath. In, out. Okay. Being a critic and characterization. Well, what do I have to say about that? Well, there's good and bad and everything. Good and bad criticism and good and bad characterizations of people. So, let's just start there. Okay, well, a lot of noise is going on right now. Okay. Right. Okay. Criticizing people. Well, there's people shouldn't be criticizing people in the first place. As per se, as far as saying anything bad about them, that's just like judging people. So, when we're criticizing people, we're also laying judgment on them, and we should not be doing either one of them. There's good criticism, there's bad criticism. It all depends on what type of criticism you're actually wanna say to somebody or give to somebody. Leave the bad criticism out of the picture. Whenever you need to say something bad about somebody, just keep it to yourself. Keep it in your own head, in your own mind. Keep it to yourself. Criticizing people, it should be a thing that we should not do. Judging people is another thing we should not do. Criticizing and judging people is a thing we should not do. We could criticize life, and things in life. We could criticize places and things in life all we want. But criticizing and judging people, it should be out of the picture. Crack my knuckles. Places and things, we could have bad critical opinions, bad critical taste in places and things in life. Having taste. Having bad taste about places and things in life is we actually you we do have a right to have bad taste about things and places in life, but having bad taste about a person and being critical about a person and being judgmental about a person is not something anybody should be doing at any given time, at any given point in anybody's life. Having bad taste, If we receive a bad service from a company, then we could tell ourselves that, that company did us wrong and had bad taste in servicing my needs and stuff. So, yeah, I could tell myself that that company I dealt with and did business with has bad taste on how they performed their service, how they did their business with me and stuff like that. So, and it's up to the company who serviced you whether or not they did you wrong or made a mistake somewhere with you or saw something wrong as per se the interactions between the service company and yourself. Performing critical, performing critical ways about yourself, performing critical ways about yourself is a judgment on your on your on yourself and your own part that you're analyzing yourself as per se your performance and your behaviors, and you're being critical on yourself as to judge yourself on those two criteria. So, we could judge ourselves, we could be critical on ourselves as per se our own performance and what we do and stuff and what we say. Judging ourselves, being critical on ourselves is not all that damaging per se as to damage our qualities or skills or abilities about ourselves and character our character our characterization about ourselves. So, all right, well, there's a lot of noise. Yeah, I'm getting a lot of noise here. All right, sirens going off. I apologize for the sirens. All right. Characterizing ourselves, giving ourselves character, is a skill that we practice and we learn and we teach ourselves how to give ourselves character. By all the skills and abilities that we have and possess, and our own traits about ourselves. So, yeah. Characterization, being critical about the character of somebody or your own character. You could be critical about your own character and your own characterization of yourself. But when you're all done being critical about your own characterization of yourself, it all works out for the positive in the end. 'Cause then you've analyzed yourself and you've understood yourself and your own character and your characterization of yourself. You've actually came out knowing how much better of a person you are, what you're all about and what you're like actually. Your own character and your own traits and abilities and skills and qualities and stuff about yourself. So you've actually come out a better person, a bigger winner, knowing all this stuff in the first place. So, we can be critical of so many things in life. We could actually be critical about everything in life. Everything we I'm actually stating everything. Critical of everything. The more critical we are of things, the more we're gonna know. The better we're gonna be able to do things, the better we're going to be able to perform, the better we're going to be able to relate and understand life itself and things and things in life itself. So characterization. If you were to pinpoint your own character and your own characterization about yourself, you would focus on what makes you who you are, what makes you tick, what makes you what brings you to life, what gets you going, what gets you in such a good mood and a good place in life with yourself and by yourself and for yourself. It's like, yeah, the more you've pinpoint and focus in on what does that, the more you're going to come to life, as per se, as I want to say, come to life and be another person that you've always wanted to be that person that you've always wanted to be. So come you want you the more you pinpoint and focus on the deep characterization of yourself, the more you're gonna come to life with yourself. The process of knowing who you are, knowing your own character, is a process that is well deserved, well taught by yourself and by other people. Knowing your own character and the characterization that you possess and that you give off is so good on a better understanding level that people like to see the positive results and positive way about you that your own characterization brings out of you. And all your character rubs off on everybody around you that you have in contact with, that you come in contact with, and that you have an effect on. So your character has an effect on people. How you present yourself is a part of your character and your characterization about yourself. How you present yourself, how you talk to people is another characteristic of yourself, and it's part of your character. So we can always change our character, and we can always change around our characteristics about ourselves. We don't have to be the same. We don't have to have the same qualities, skills, traits, and abilities that we've always had. We could change all this around. Any given time that we want to change all this stuff around for ourselves. So, it's those changes within a person's character that are natural, that are good for people, that people lay witness to and see the changes in your own character about yourself, and it brings about positive results for everybody. So going back to being critical and being a critic, the more critical we are, and the more we tend to be a critic to ourselves, the better characterization and better character comes out of ourselves. And the better person we become on a positive positive way about ourselves and the positive way about our life. So our own characterizational skills can bring such a positive life about our own personal life and private life that our own skills, qualities, abilities, and traits can bring about a better life for ourselves based on our character and based on being critical on ourselves and being, you know, having a critical understanding of ourselves. So, you know, if we could have critical understandings of ourselves, we'd have critical understandings of other people. We have critical understandings of life itself and everything and anything else in life. So, all right, again, I apologize for this outside noise. It's right outside my window, but all these sirens, all these horns, I apologize for all this noise. It really bothers me to an extent, but I just have to apologize for that and relay that message. But critical, man, I'll tell you. Don't ever be critical on somebody. Don't ever be critical on another person. You know, the only time you might want to be critical on somebody is when you tell them the truth. That's the honest critical part about being critical on somebody else is when you tell them the truth, because when you tell somebody the critical truth, you don't know how they're going to react. Yeah, well, for the most part, like maybe six times out of ten, you don't know how they're going to react. When you tell somebody the critical truth, because, you know, the critical truth or just the truth itself can do so much. Two people and four people and stuff like that. So, the truth. You know, just by telling somebody the truth, it could be critical for somebody. It could be critical on somebody. It could be critical for somebody. So, you know, people take their chances when they tell people the truth. We all take our chances when we tell people the truth. Sometimes we don't. It doesn't matter when we tell somebody the truth, but telling somebody the truth can be a critical situation, possibly in period. So, you know, the situation that we're telling somebody the truth in, it can be also critical and also almost devastating. So, you know, tell somebody a critical piece of advice. Give somebody a critical piece of advice. Tell them the truth. Tell them a little advice that's the truth about them or about somebody or about life itself or things in life. Tell somebody the honest truth about anything. And if you have to be critical about it to get to the truth, to relay the truth to somebody or have the truth come out and have somebody know the real truth and the truth happens to be critical, well, don't use your best judgment on the critical truth then that you just told the person. Have the person understand that he or she's got to use his or her best judgment on the words of advice about the truth that was just told to them. So, yeah, that's usually how it goes and how it works. But, So critical advice, critical truths, critical understandings are all a part of life. Don't tell people critical things about themselves. You know, it may be the truth about them, but don't, you know, that's where the whole thing hurts. That's where it gets upsetting and stuff. So, yeah. So, you know, if you really necessarily have to tell somebody the critical truth about themselves, do it in a understanding, comforting way, that the person will not get hurt or will not get defensive or, you know, upset or out of line or anything. So, you know, we want to tell people the critical truth about themselves and have them have their behavior not be affected. So, you know, everything and anything is critical. It could be critical. Like any reasons on this earth can be so critical. Anything, ideas, positivity, proper thoughts could be critical. You may tell somebody something that's not even critical to tell them, but they could end up coming off so upset and their behavior gets out of line or goes too deep and stuff. So, you know, characterizations, man. Characterizations about people. Well, don't judge people's character. Don't judge people, period, like I said. Characterizations. We want to make brief characterizations about people. We don't want them well known. We don't want to go too deep with people with their characterizations. We want the characterizations we make about people felt on the surface and not go too deep with them. So, you know, yeah. We want what we notice about people well known to them and felt by them, but not necessarily go too deep. That would fall under the lines of a bigger understanding and a closer connection with people. So, if we have a close connection and a deeper understanding with the people that are involved in our lives, then we might be able to go deep with our characterizations that we want everybody to understand and feel. You know, I could say don't characterize being critical. Do not characterize being critical. What I mean by that is that don't put into knowledge-based fact how we're being critical on somebody. or the way we're going about being critical on somebody, don't refer to knowledge-based fact of the critical things we're saying to people. Base it off of truth. Base these critical things we say to people off of truth, not knowledge-based fact. Don't characterize critical things we say to people. Don't characterize the critical points that we make to people about the true critical things we say to people. If we do that, then we go into deeper meaning, deeper thought, deeper detail, and deeper feelings about the critical things and the critical mass that we explain to people and tell them. So there's the point and the part where I'm stating again, you know, sometimes it's not necessary to go deep with people and it should be avoided, but I would give the pointer to anybody that I would say, characterize the critical way people feel. I would say characterize the critical way that people feel when you tell them the truth or tell them something critical. Characterize that way that people feel when you tell them the truth, or the way they feel when you give them a critical explanation of things. So, you know, our feelings go a long way when we are criticized and someone is being a critic. Because, you know, a lot of criticism hurts. There's so many kinds of criticism. As I stated in the beginning, you know, everything's positive or negative. So many kinds of criticism. So many ways we could criticize people. You know, it's pathetic. But So always stay on the positive side of things. Never criticize people in the first place. Don't go too deep with telling people the truth. If it's not necessary, or if it's not necessary to state it, or go too deep with the statement, Bring out your character. Bring out your own personal character with inside yourself. Bring out that with inside yourself, your own personal character. Find that way to bring it out. Find that way to bring out your own personal character. You just might have to go deep with inside yourself. Sometimes being critical and hard on yourself is a way to bring out your own personal character and your own abilities and your own traits and your own qualities and stuff. So it doesn't hurt to be hard on yourself, because it does a positive and good thing in the end by bringing out your own character and characterization of yourself. So it doesn't hurt. It's a positive result in the end. Other than that, what else could I say about critics, being a critic, and characterization? Well, don't ever criticize character. Don't ever criticize somebody's character. Don't ever do it. It leads to worse things. Again, I apologize for this outside noise. It really bothers me, but I can't there no, I'm sorry about the outside noise, everybody. I'm sorry about it. It should get better. Well, yeah. Okay. All right. I'm very sorry about the outside noise. I didn't plan this. It just happened. Sorry about that, everybody. It'll get better. Character is a quality about yourself. Everybody needs qualities about themselves to stand out and to shine in other people's eyes. The more people see of yourself, the better relationships you will have with people, the better understanding and the better closeness and the better relating to other people it would bring about. People are just people don't have people A lot of people don't have any character at all. So if people don't have any character at all, there's nothing to criticize. So that's another point. But yeah. People don't have any character because they don't have no qualities about themselves. They don't have no special abilities or skills or nothing or traits or qualifications about them, about any of them and stuff. So, it's like we that's why people need to develop themselves and develop their personality, their person develop their personality, develop their character, develop their traits and skills and abilities and qualities about themselves, because people don't have any character at all. They don't have no personality. It's like, they're plain Jane. They're boring. They're not fun. They're not exciting. They're not excitable. And people just developing the personality in somebody is gonna bring out your character and bring out bring out your character, period. Developing your own personality is gonna do that. So like I said, a lot of people don't have any personality, a lot of people don't have any character. And like I said, you have to sometimes go deep with inside yourself to find out those things. Go deep with inside yourself to pull them out. So like I said, sometimes people being critical on you, being hard on you, it would do that also. Being hard and critical on yourself would also do that. Bring out your own personality, your own traits, your own qualities, your own skills. So being hard and critical on somebody is not really a bad thing if you're doing it in a positive way, in a positive sense. But, you know, but I still stand behind, you know, don't be critical on people. I mean, don't criticize people. You can be critical on people, but don't criticize people. Okay? That's what I'm saying. That's exactly what I'm saying. Okay, everybody. I think I'm done here. I'm leaving today. I know I enriched someone's life, and I want to say God bless your heart, because you are truly blessed. Thank you very much. I will join you in the next episode. So don't forget to tune in, and good night.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.